Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready.
Ready.
To
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing.
Fiesta.
Romancing.
Siesta.
Samba.
La bamba.
Ay, caramba.
Disguises.
Disguises.
Surprises.
Surprises.
And pies of.
And pies of.
All sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
You bet.
Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Garfield and friends.
I'm sick of those singers. Can we get some, like, Elvis impersonators for next week?
This is exciting, guys. I can't wait to see Swami Pastrami in action. You think you'll be able to read my mind?
Yeah, and you won't need a bookmark to finish either.
Some people think mind reading is impossible, but I...
Oh, excuse me.
That woman ought to watch where she's going. Well, let's go get our seats.
You want to know if he'll be able to read your mind?
Yeah.
Make up your own joke, everyone. This one's too easy for me.
I'm getting real good at lifting wallets.
What does this guy look like?
Oh, you can't miss him. He's with a fat orange cat and a dumb-looking dog. Did you test the radio equipment?
Yes, I tested it. Now try not to have food in your mouth so I can understand what you're telling me.
Hey, this is tuna. You should have known I wanted egg salad.
What do you think I am, a mind reader? I am sending out for brain waves. I am sending out for psychic vibrations.
Try sending out for Chinese food.
I've been thinking. This has got to be phony. No one can read minds.
There is a man in this audience with a fat orange cat. And that man's name is...
His name is John Arbuckle. You hear that? John Arbuckle.
His name is John Arbuckle.
Big deal, I knew that.
He has a brother named Doc Boy.
And I can sense that he has a brother named Dick. No, Doc Boy.
That's right. I do have a brother named Dick. No, Doc Boy.
Mr. Arbuckle, concentrate on your social security number.
All right.
The number is 011-513894.
The number is 011-513894.
That's right. Swami, you did it. You read my mind.
Boy, talk about light reading.
Wouldn't it be great to be able to read minds?
Read mine. I want lunch.
Garfield, you probably want lunch.
See, you can do it.
My wallet's missing. I must have dropped it in the theater. You guys wait in the restaurant across the street while I go look for it.
Come on, Pupper. Let's see if we can spend the contents of John's wallet before he finds it.
Mr. Arbuckle, I think you dropped this in the theater.
My wallet. Thanks, Swami.
You were thinking how wonderful it would be if you could read minds.
How did you know? Oh, well, I know how you knew. You can read minds. Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Yes, of course. Well, all you need is a medulla medallion such as this. I could sell you one, but they are very expensive.
Oh, please sell me one. Please.
Well, we could discuss it.
This is a good burger. But it's not as good as the eight before it.
No more burgers until I see some letters, Cat. It is money to which I refer.
Someone will be here in a moment to pay you. If not, you can keep the dog.
I am Swami Arbuckle. Beware the power of my mind.
I never fear anything that small.
You owe me $33 for burgers, pal.
I shall read your mind. I see that you have a wife named Ethel.
No.
A sister named Ethel.
No.
You know someone named Ethel.
No.
You fill your gas tank with Ethel?
No.
Wait, you own a blue car?
No.
A red car?
No.
You do own a car?
No.
You come from Illinois?
No.
You've been to Illinois?
No.
You've heard of Illinois?
No.
You're gonna pound me unless I give you $33 for burgers and then get out of here?
Yes.
Well, I finally got one right. I paid Swami Pastrami $200 for this mind-reading jewel, and it's going to work.
$200? Do you know how many pizzas that is?
Excuse me, madam. I am Swami Arbuckle, and I will read your mind. Your name is Daisy.
No.
Your mother's name is Daisy.
No.
You once picked a Daisy?
No.
Come on. John's been brainwashed out of 200 bananas, and we have to get his money back.
Yeah.
I am sending out for brainwaves. I am sending out for psychic vibrations. I will read the mind of someone in our audience.
I got the wallet of some guy in a bad check coat. His name is Fred Finster. And he works at a factory that makes cheese straighteners.
Your name is Fred Finster, and you make cheese straighteners.
Well, that's right. I do.
And here's his social security number.
So that's how he does it. Okay, Odie, want to help me put Swami Salami out of business?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, here's what you have to do. You have to go down this business.
And your wife's name is?
Wife's name is... Hey, you stupid mutt!
Your wife's name is... Hey, you stupid mutt!
Come back here with my sandwich!
Excuse me, your wife's name is...
A new medication for relief of painful swelling.
Your wife's name is a new medication for relief of painful swelling. And your children are named...
Frankenstein, Dracula, and the werewolf together again.
Frankenstein, Dracula, and the werewolf together again. And they're off and running. It's Dancers Folly in the lead with Silly Philly in second. With Klopman Diamond on the outside and coming up fast. As we now...
And here we are with the last sounds on this non-stop hit weekend with...
La Donna Mobile.
And we have a three-car fender bender on the Main Street off-ramp.
What is wrong with that radio? You're the cat that was with that guy I sold the jewel to.
Right.
And you're going to torment me until I give the money back, right?
Congratulations. You finally learned how to read minds. Odie. Come on. Our work here is done.
And your name is Beppo. No, wait. It's Bingo.
Come on, Odie. Let's go home and start ordering pizzas with John's money. How will he know where we are?
Mm-hmm.
He's the mind reader. Let him figure it out.
You like to eat bananas. No, grapes. You like grapes. Raisins? False start.
Hi, Wade. Oh, Orson, you startled moi. I hope you don't mind. I was just looking through one of your books to find my favorite poem.
Oh, Casey at the Bat by Ernest Lawrence Thayer.
It is about a baseball player who was too overconfident for his own good. I, of course, had the opposite problem.
You know, it's funny you should be looking at a baseball poem. I was just coming to ask you if you want to play.
Me? Play baseball? Oh, it is to laugh. Ha! See, I laughed. Let's get a move on, Ors.
Yeah, we came to play.
Okay, if you change your mind...
Oh, I won't. I consider hopscotch a dangerous sport.
Have it your way. Let's play ball, guys.
Let's play ball.
Now, why do I have to play right field? Nobody ever hits to right.
Somebody has to do it, Orson.
Yeah, your turn, man.
Okay, right field.
I hope Orson keeps his mind on the game.
I doubt it. He'll be daydreaming before the first inning is over.
Good thing I brought a candy bar. I should have brought a book, too. Yeah, I should have brought that poem that Wade likes. How does it go?
The ball! Orson! Look out! The ball!
It looked extremely rocky for the Mudville Nine that day.
Orson at the bat. A poem. It looked extremely rocky for the Barnyard team that day. The score stood 1-2 zillions with one inning left to play. The sheep addressed the home plate, and he gave the swing his all. But when he got to first base, they were waiting with the ball. The chick connected firmly with a hit of awesome clout, which never reached the bleachers and became the second out. The straggling few got up to leave, their spirits very low.
If I were home, I would have changed the channel long ago.
For they thought,
I wish Orson would get a whack at that. I'd stick around if I thought he would get his turn at bat.
But Roy and Wade preceded him, so we were out of luck. The former was a rooster, and the latter was a duck. So on that stricken multitude, a death-like silence sat.
Ice cream, you scream, everybody screams for ice cream, you scream, everybody screams for ice cream.
For there seemed little chance for Orson getting up to bat. But Roy laid down a double, just as neat as we have seen. And the craven waterfowl got a single off the beam. And when the dust had lifted, they could look and see the worst. There was Rooster safe at second, and the duck was hugging first. Then from the gladdened multitude, a joyous yell was sparked.
Get your hot dogs right here!
It rumbled through the stadium to where the cars were parked. The people who were leaving rushed back to their seats to wait. For Orson, Hefty Orson, was advancing to the plate. There was cheese in Orson's stomach as he stepped into his place. There was corn in Orson's pocket and a smudge on Orson's face. And when responding to the cheers, he paused to doff his hat. No stranger in the crowd could doubt was Orson at the bat. One pair of eyes was on him as he paused to grab a snack. He finished off his sandwich and he threw away the sack. Then when the portly pitcher ground the ball into his hip, defiance gleamed in Orson's eye. A sneer curled Orson's lip. And now the leather-covered sphere came hurtling through the sky, and Orson sat there watching it as it went floating by. Right by the chunky batsman, the ball unheeded sped.
That ain't my style,
said Orson. Strike one, the umpire said. From the bleachers where the egg sat, there went up a cry heard far, like the sound of someone purchasing a chocolate ice cream bar.
Kill him! Kill the umpire!
Someone shouted long and low. But you cannot kill a person on a TV cartoon show. With a pause to eat some chow mein, Orson didn't show a twitch. He signaled to the mound that he was ready for the pitch. The pitcher gave the throw his all, and so the spheroid flew. But Orson still ignored it, and the umpire said, strike two. The crowd threw insults, calling him a cocky tub of lard. They were so mad at Orson that they junked his baseball card. But then they saw the face of Orson clearly in his prime, and they knew that Orson wouldn't let that ball go by this time. The food is gone from Orson's mouth. His lunch will have to wait. He pounds with cruel vengeance, his bat upon the plate. And now the pitcher holds the ball, and now he lets it go. And now the air is shattered by the force of Orson's blow. Oh, somewhere in this favored land, the light is from the stars. The people turn the ball game off and watch their VCRs. And somewhere sheep are laughing while a duck will sit and pout.
But there's no joy in the barnyard. Stupid Orson has struck out.
You should have swung at the first two.
Like, you okay?
I'm okay, I think. What's the score?
347-0.
We have the zero.
And it's like you turn it Batman.
Leave it to me. I'll save the day. I've learned you have to keep your eye on the ball and give it your maximum effort. Batter up. Let's go.
I came by to see how the game was going. What's the score?
Who knows?
Yeah, like Orson's a one-pig team, man.
Oh, somewhere men are laughing, and somewhere children shriek. But we're now in extra innings. Mighty Orson's on a streak!
Greetings. The cartoon you're about to see represents a major breakthrough in the area of audience participation. Usually, you have to watch the cartoon that we want you to watch. But today, you'll get to vote on what you want to see happen in the cartoon. We'll give you three choices for each decision, and whichever choice gets the most applause is the one we'll do. For example, should we have John in A, his regular clothes? B, a snappy tuxedo? Or C, a stupid-looking pigeon suit.
Yes!
C, a stupid-looking pigeon suit. That was my choice, too. Okay, now in this cartoon, should we feature A, Nermal, the self-proclaimed world's cutest kitty cat?
Yay! Woo! Hooray! Yay!
You're not allowed to vote, Nermal. Or should we feature B, Binky the clown? Good. Or should we feature C, Odie? Okay, I get the message. Now, our last question for now. Should this cartoon take place A, in our living room? B, our backyard? Or C, whatever scenery we've got lying around backstage? Okay, whatever we have lying around backstage. What's back there, guys? Looks like a national park. Okay, that's all the decisions you have to make now. There'll be more later. Okay, here's the cartoon. And remember, if you don't like it, it's your own fault.
Not now, Odie. I have to finish cooking the burgers. Go play with Garfield.
You want me to throw the stick so you can fetch it?
Yeah.
Okay, folks. Time for you to vote again. Should I A, throw the stick so he can fetch it? B, interrupt my nap to frolic with the pooch here? Or C, slingshot the mud into the next area code? C it is. Hey, don't blame me. They voted for it. This is democracy in action.
Garfield, I saw that. That wasn't nice.
It wasn't supposed to be nice.
You go to the other side of the lake and bring Odie back, or...
Which cheap threat should John use on the cat? Should he threaten A, no food for a day? B, no food for a week? Or C, no food until the next time Halley's Comet cruises the galaxy.
Bring Odie back or no food until the next time Halley's Comet cruises the galaxy.
All right, all right. Do you realize how embarrassing it is to be disciplined by a guy in a pigeon suit? Odie! Yoo-hoo, doggy! Okay, time for y'all to vote again. I can't find Odie. Should I A, give up searching and take a nap? Or B, give up and go back to eat cheeseburgers with old pigeon suit? Or C, keep on looking for Odie until I find the dummy pup. You sure you folks don't want to vote again? Okay, I'll keep looking. Odie, Earth to Odie, hello? Odie? Odie, 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 Odie. Odie! It's no use, I'll never find him. It's hopeless, I can't go on. I've been looking for over 4 minutes. Well, that's it. Odie! Okay, you have another decision to make, folks. Odie's going to meet someone in that cave. Should he meet A, the buddy bears? Or B, Cactus Jake? Or C, a really ugly, buggy-eyed, razor-beaked Fnark? Quickly, should Odie A, run in terror? B, run in terror? Or C, run in terror? You heard the voice of the people, Odie.
No! Go! Go!
Should Odie sacrifice himself for his dear friend Garfield?
Yes! Yahoo! Definitely!
Oh, heard the vote. Bye. You people could have voted for Cactus Jake, but no, you had to pick the Fnark. I knew this voting thing was a lousy idea. Okay, last vote. Should we A, flag down a cab to drive us out of this forest? Or B, get rescued by a strong, heroic forest ranger? Or C, stand and fight the Fnark with our bare hands? What do you say, Odie? A? Yeah, I know y'all picked Z, but if you want to count the votes, get your own show.